Hey guys, welcome to Read the Book. We are entering into the month of March, and we're just walking through each book of the Bible each week to kind of see its major themes to help you understand what's going on in the bigger picture of the Bible. So hopefully you're still staying with your reading plan that maybe you started in January. If you've fallen off, that's okay. Pick it back up. And you may not even be in the book of Joshua right now, but you can kind of put this as a sticky note on your brain for whenever you do get here. So remember, we have looked at the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, and now we're thinking about the book of Joshua. Here is the main theme of Joshua: God's faithfulness in fulfilling his covenant promises, especially the promises that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which are commonly called the patriarchs. And the big promise that is being fulfilled in the book of Joshua is that land is given. They've been given, or they've conquered a land. Here are the main characters in this book. Of course, it's Joshua, but even more primary is the Lord. You also have these side characters of Rahab, you've got the nation of Israel, and you've got this other country that's in play known as the Canaanites. What you are reading here is historical narrative. And so here are a couple of tips on reading this book. Read this book with an eye towards what God is doing, God's faithfulness, his action. Joshua is about divine faithfulness more than it is about military moves and strategy. And so also, as you're reading this book, don't flatten these conquests into mere moral examples or leadership lessons. See it in light of God's holiness, God's judgment, and the redemptive purposes that are being fulfilled here. If you want to look in the New Testament, look at the book of Hebrews and the idea of rest, and you'll see a parallel in the rest we have in Christ and the rest that's given in the book of Joshua.